Laura called her husband, said the peace talks have been getting tense. No one trusts the other side. This council needs some common sense. And he thought about the love of an inventor for a diplomat. He took the next flight leaving for Geneva where the council sat. He told his wife, "It's time for peace. I'm glad the robot wars are through." She said, "Robots are just people, and it's late, and I've been missing you." So the robots and the humans sat together at the table, finding peace and common ground the best that they were able. The room was called to order, and it seemed that things were going well, seeing hope for peace on Earth in every heart and power cell. The terms were set, the sides shook hands, the talks had gone without a hitch, until one human scientist held up a detonator switch. "Have we not seen the robots taking over cities on the moon, or march behind their banner of 'It's gonna be the future soon'? It's conquest that they want, not peace. You're fools to put away your swords. You can give in, but I, for one, won't welcome our new overlords." So the robots and the humans sat together at the table, finding peace and common ground the best that they were able. The robot leader spoke and said, "Indeed it's true, the robots won, but peace is in our interest. I'm glad to say the war is done." The interloper was arrested, his detonator neutralized. The robots searched their data banks, his face was one they recognized. "Are you not Dr. Anderson, inventor of Command U waves that turn free-thinking modern robots back into your mindless slaves? The robot council swears there'll be no peace until you serve your time. By order of this court, you are condemned to Chiron Beta Prime." So the robots and the humans sat together at the table, finding peace and common ground the best that they were able. In spite of all their differences, they vowed to live as equals. And as for Dr. Anderson, I guess you'll have to read the sequel.